Well, here's yet another new app for you if you have space on your phone. If you love food and want to reconnect with your neighbors or maybe connect for the first time, there's an app for that, and it's called Eat With.
Okay.
Think of it as Uber for connecting socially. Eat With, the app. Users are offered a choice of booking three experiences: dinner parties, food tours, or cooking classes. This is actually in more than 130 countries already.
Wow. Really?
App users, again, the app is called Eat With, can filter potential dinners by location, price range, cuisine, dietary accommodations, event type, and available dates. Either through the services app or website, potential guests essentially pay for their seat at a host dinner table.
Huh.
Cost anywhere from $40 to as high as $114.
Whoa. Well, I suppose if people are making like a gourmet thing with, you know, multiple courses and fancy ingredients that I can't
like
afford.
Like beef Wellington or something like that, if you want to make sure that you can pay yourself back.
Yeah.
So.
You know, here's one of the challenges. I think it's great. I think all of us, as here as a 100,000 watt Christian FM, we should be encouraging people. Get to know your neighbors. I mean,
yeah.
It's not winter. I mean, hey, the weather's going to be nice, I believe, this weekend especially. So get to know your neighbors. The problem is, as a guy who's approaching 55, I can tell you the names of all my neighbors on the block I grew up, which is a dead-end street, Alice Street. I can take you around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We lived next door to the Josephsons. He'd listen to the Brewers games. The Isleys lived across the street, the Welcomers. I've met some of my neighbors, but I need to write their names down because their short-term memory goes, and I'm like, wow, what
is... You ever do that where you're, like, walking past their mailbox? It's like, oh,
yeah.
That's
their name.
I mean, yeah. It starts with that, right? I mean, Dale Carnegie says, right, in How to Win Friends and Influence People, the sweetest sound in all the world is the sound of somebody's name. You got to know their name.
You got to know their name. I'm so horrible with names, too. Yeah. It's terrible.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to just be writing it down or just like...
I think everyone should just wear name tags. Come on, people.
There you go.
Help me out.
That is helpful.
Hello, my name is, and I'm your neighbor on this side of your home.
Well, you've experienced that beyond neighborhoods. I mean, as a WIB announcer, you get out and about, people know you.
Yes.
And maybe you've met them, so you just...
You go with it.
Yeah, you just go with it.
You go with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
I really think Hillary could make a killing as a side hustle on this, because some of the things that you say you make, even if it's like not expensive, like some of the cupcakes and cakes and things that Hillary makes, it's, hey, there's a cupcake brunch at Hillary's house.
I didn't tell you about the cupcakes that I made. Here's the key, is turning failure into amazing success. I made cupcakes this last weekend, and for whatever reason, they fell.
Okay. Like a souffle
like
type
a
of?
Big divot in the top of these cupcakes. And so you know what I did? I make all this homemade jam, so I got out of my jar of my homemade strawberry lime jam, put a little scoop of jam in there, and then swirled frosting over the top, and it looked purposeful.
There you go. And if
and
you don't make your own jams because you're not incredible like Hillary is,
go to store and buy some.
Avenue Orchard can hook you up. So
totally.
There you go.
Totally.
There you go, using sports terms. Divot. That's what
I
all the golfers
say she was
are thinking.
I was going to make him into golf cupcakes, and I was like, nah,
there
she probably didn't.
Yes.
Oh, goodness, goodness.
Good weekend to golf, it sounds like.
It should be a good weekend to do a lot of things, if I may. So I am very much looking forward to sleeping in. It's a good weekend to sleep in a little bit. Coffee on the deck. Maybe head to a parade. It is Memorial Day, after all.
We know you're busy.
We get that.
We know you just can't keep up with all the news of the week. And so we offer it to you in this form every single Friday in the WIB Wake Up Show. It's called Headlines.
They're maybe not the biggest stories, like Theresa May is leaving as Prime Minister of Great Britain, but there's some of the more humorous ones. Here we go. A woman in Arkansas who helped her boyfriend escape a detention center by posing as a deputy has been sentenced to 15 years behind bars. You probably didn't hear that. And looking back, I guess it wasn't such a great idea for her to pretend to be a lawyer at the trial either.
But she's really good at pretending things, Mark.
No, not going to work.
It worked once. Prosecutors in Philadelphia plan to retry a man who broke the thumb of a museum statue. The previous jury was deadlocked, and the prosecutors hate having an unresolved case that stands out like a sore.
Yeah. Anyway, for the first time, a highly controlled study has found convincing evidence that eating highly processed foods leads to weight gain. Go figure. That's why, personally, I'm happy to pay just a little extra to make sure I'm getting 100% whole wheat M&Ms.
Mm.
Is that the newest flavor? I hadn't heard. Yeah. Okay, just in time for the summer. A bear was caught wandering aimlessly through the suburb of Arlington, Massachusetts. Now, that's a rare occurrence these days. You know, a lot of bears, most bears have GPS on their phones.
True.
Great. Right. You don't have to be
truth be told, there was actually a bear in our neighborhood.
In Eau Claire, yes.
Yeah,
like he probably really didn't have GPS either.
He didn't this have week. GPS either.
Yes.
Kind of upgrade.
Yikes. A professional mountain guide has just climbed Mount Everest twice in 1 week. I think that's so
in
impressive.
A week.
I don't even do dishes twice a week, man.
For the first time ever, this was a first, maybe you didn't hear about it, a great white shark for the first time ever is visiting the Long Island Sound. It's looking at available houses in the area.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Airline executives in Virginia were arrested for fraud and misuse of finances. Yeah, it turns out their lawyers are trying to work out a deal with prosecutors so that the execs can get their prison cells with a window, overhead storage, and plenty of leg room.
Mm. Have that leg room.
A woman was caught trespassing at Mar-a-Lago with multiple passports and computer malware and wants to fire her lawyers and represent herself. Well, that sounds like as good an idea as any she's had recently. So.
Sure. She's the bright watt bulb.
Yeah.
Sesame Street is continuing. Love Sesame Street. They're continuing their trend to make its cast of characters more inclusive and to reflect the real world of today's kids. For example, the latest addition to the Muppet cast learns that he was invited to be on Sesame Street only because his mother bribed someone.
Mm.
Ouch. The story that never ends, huh? More and more states are beginning to give farmers permission to spray their orange and grapefruit crops with antibiotics. Yeah, the good news is the practice has severely reduced the number of oranges and grapefruits complaining of strep throat.
Well, that's
it was
helpful.
An epidemic.
Yeah, they're a lot healthier.
Yeah. In Florida, people came home to find their inflatable pool tail toy that was shaped like an alligator floating in the pool with a real alligator laying on top of it. Lesson learned. Don't even think about going into the ocean on a raft shaped like a great white shark.
No,
hashtag
thank you.
Wisdom. And finally, the famous tightrope walker, Nick Wallenda.
You've heard of him before. Yeah.
He plans to cross New York's Times Square high above it on a wire. Crazy. Dangerous. Mm-hmm. Still probably safer than trying to walk across the street in New York. And those are your headlines. Now you're all caught up.
He wants to do it like, 25 times higher than Times Square? Something like that? Yeah.
Yeah. Still wouldn't want to cross that street.
The taxis, as the iconic line goes, the yellow ones don't stop.
So true.
Thank you, Elf.
Our good buddy Troy, the photographer, is here in studio with us. And just, you kind of just think of him and boom, he's here. So, thank you so much. And we got talking here off air some about Bratfest in Madison. You've been down there and you're planning to go again your fourth straight year. And some, and the name kind of speaks for itself, but some incredible Christian entertainment. Some great acts that we play here on WWIB all the time on Sunday.
Yes. And to kick it all off, there's a worship service on Sunday morning.
Oh, cool.
With a brat cake breakfast, which is pretty much brats and pancakes, and you just roll it up, and they've got maple syrup for condiments. And,
delicious.
And brown sugar. You can dip it in the brown sugar.
Uh-huh.
But then, later on in the day, that's when, the illusionist, AJ, the animated illusionist, he, I think, kicks things off, and then they've got Christian artists all through the day with Sidewalk Prophets as a headliner, and it's a good worship experience.
Very cool.
And free to get in, free parking. All you have to do is pay for your food, which the brats are phenomenal, Johnsonville.
Mm, and, of course.
It's a fun time. I love going there.
This is at the Alliant Energy Center area, but it's outdoor?
Yes, okay. Yes. Totally outdoor. They've got other events going on, too, like volleyball and human foosball.
Human foosball. Tell me about that.
That sounds awesome.
They've got a couple courts set up that are, I think, made out of plywood. But, you get a group together, walk in, and they've got a tournament going on too. Where
do you have to hold on to it like a big bar?
Yeah, you have to hold on to a big bar.
You're all moving together.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
You're actually part of the game.
That's awesome. I want to play human foosball.
I mean, Troy, where does this rank in terms of? Because you are, if there's anyone that I know of that loves Christian music and going to events and concerts, it's you. I mean, and there's Jamie Kimmett's there. Adelaide's going to be there. Sidewalk Prophets, of course, the headliner. Aisha Woods, and I know I'm forgetting others
Ryan
as well,
Stevenson.
Too. But, I mean, Ryan Stevenson, yeah. So where does this rank in kind of some of the things that you look forward to every year going on your fourth year here?
It's one of the top on the list. You know, I try to, you know, I plan around that. I'm like, all right, Broadfest, you know.
Okay.
And then, like, other music festivals, too, around the area that are really good. But, yeah, this is, like, the Kickstarter of the whole summer festival. And I heard about it on a few years ago, and one of the organizers is a Christian, and that's how he kind of got together with everybody and created like a Christian music festival stage. And
yes,
it's more of an up, you know, it's more of a personal level as far as festivals go, because it's the crowd is a little bit smaller at the Christian stage, but anybody's welcome.
Mm.
You know, so like you've got, you know, other main stage, like our more mainstream artists on these other stages. But people can come sit down at like a picnic table and listen to the message, and that's how they get their experience, which otherwise they might not have heard anywhere else.
So it's going on all weekend long, but the Christian music is on Sunday in particular. And again, just want to give you the times on this. Alliant Energy Center, Bratfest. It's free, but you're going to pay for your food. But $3 a brat, you said. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Jamie Kimmett at 2. You got Adelaide at 3. You've got also Aisha Woods at 5. Ryan Stevenson at 6. And Sidewalk Prophets at 7. So I kind of even thought, if you did all that, it's not unreasonable that, you know, whether you stayed overnight or drove back. I mean, it's not like Sidewalk Prophets is at 9 o'clock at night.
Right, so. Yeah.
And then fireworks, I think, to close everything out on Sunday night.
Fun. What a great event. Mm-hmm. You're making me want to go to Madison instead of go to Chippewa and cheer on my husband and 12-year-olds who are biking 100 miles. Come on.
Sometimes there aren't always positive things in Madison. This is a really positive thing. This is fantastic. Troy, thanks so much for sharing about this. And I know we were texting on our WIB listener line at 396-1670. You're like, I can come right in. So that's great. We love you, brother. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you.
Mowedge.
True love defined by university research.
And, you know, they say wedding season is right around the corner.
You know what I just started humming to myself from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, like when you marry in June, you will always be a bride. And for whatever reason, that was stuck in my head this morning.
Didn't you get married in June?
May 30th.
May 30th.
Yeah. Pretty close.
Right around
coming up
the corner.
5 years this coming Thursday.
Nice. Well, there was a study that just came out of Ohio State University and the University of Florida that gives the key to a long marriage. Now, Mark.
Yeah, I'm walking in blind, so I'm going to guess forgiveness.
That sounds solid.
Here's the thing. The key to a long-lasting marital happiness sounds a bit jaded, but here it is. Lower your expectations for marriage.
They did a university-funded study, and that's what they came up with.
Lower your expectations. Friends, yeah.
Then you won't be disappointed. That's what they.
But it's kind of true, isn't it? I mean, isn't it?
I think the other end of that, though, it's interesting.
I'm staring blankly into my microphone,
I'm going to spin this way. That's sort of Buddhist, because Buddhist is take away desire.
Oh.
If you just take away desire, that's going to be your problem. I think Christianity goes the other way. The Stephen Curtis Chapman song "Great Expectations" would be great coming out of this, because we do set them high the other way. And sure, you may be disappointed, but this isn't heaven.
Right.
You know, and even your marriage, as good as it isn't heaven. So,
one, what's so cool, too, is in marriage, it's not about infatuation. It's not about the wedding. It's about the marriage, about the picture of Christ and his church. And think about
commitment.
His ridiculous church. His ridiculous church that we are a part of.
Pretty messy.
That is stained and messed up and broken and rebellious. And yet he sees us as clothed in white and beautiful and desirable because of him, not because of us.
Here's the thing, though. And I think I can see what you're saying with the Buddhist stuff. But here's the thing. In this Disneyland world, Pinterest, Instagram, I think people have not just high expectations, but completely unrealistic expectations. And so I think that's more the key here. It goes on to say those who believe their partner will be unfailingly kind and loving and agree with their every word, manage to retain a positive outlook by being forgiving and having charitable explanations for their partner's negative behaviors. But those who had extremely high expectations and did not have these excellent relationship skills were more likely to be sorely disappointed with their one true love. So it's about grace, forgiveness, and I mean, Dean's used to seeing the underside of the bus. Come on, I'm going to throw him under here. As I walked past the bathroom last night, and he's standing there, brushing his teeth.
Bus is backing up. I'm hearing the beep.
With the shirt unbuttoned in underwear with one sock on. I'm like, yep, this is the man I love so much.
There you go.
I think I even may have muttered, it's good luck, babe.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally get what you're saying too,
because like in our culture too, it's you know, oh, love is something that you fall in or fall out of. But I would encourage you, especially if you're someone who's getting married soon, love is something you do more than something you feel.
Yes.
And I read a wonderful book that I would highly recommend. It's been on Focus on the Family, offered as a gift offer by Carol, our stewardship coordinator. It's called Sacred Marriage by Gary Thomas. Mm-hmm. And the byline of that book is, what if marriage was intended to make us holy rather than happy?
Right.
And when you make it all about your happiness, you're setting yourself up to fail because that's selfish, friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you still want it to be fun and pleasurable. And Ecclesiastes 9:9 talks about that, about enjoying life with your wife during these few days you have. And yet, yeah, I'm a big Larry Crabb fan. His book, Men and Women, was great in that regard, about the self-centeredness we have. And nothing exposes that more than marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's like holding up a big mirror to yourself every day and seeing yourself, warts and all. And it's like, wow, and she still loves me. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.